戻しておりやすしそうに気にしようにしましょう。Tonight's episode, Halloween 2011. With your scary producers, Alan Firestone, Tina Passantino. And now here's your creepy and kooky host, Josie Passantino.
Here. She jumped like 10 feet in the air, which is always a great way to start the show. but yes, welcome to a spooktacular episode of The Josie Show. Super glad you guys are starting your weekend with us, and we're super, super excited because it is going to be a fun show, as it always is. We have four guests. It's going to be crazy. So let me just make sure everyone can hear us all right. That is very, very important. Very, very important. So whether you guys are listening by phone, in the chat room, listening live from our site, or checking us out later on archives, iTunes, or Zoom, super glad you guys are here. It looks like everyone can hear me. Yay, that's awesome. Okay, so here is what we will do in the next hour or so. My guests tonight are songwriter, publisher, and talent agency owner, so many names there, Malia McKinney. I will be on with writer, motivational speaker, and radio host, S. Denise Newton. Also, we have singer-songwriter Danny Fajon and singer-songwriter Kenny Gilliam. So, very exciting. Tons and tons of spooktacularness. Also, remember, I'm a little hyper, excuse me. Also, remember my show, Josie's Hard Country, on the Southern Star Network is still airing at its new day and time. So my show will air tomorrow night, Saturday night, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, USA, from now on. So make sure you guys tune in tomorrow night at www.thesouthernstar.org. Make sure you put the in there. The is very important. TheSouthernStar.org. Click on the Josie's. Okay, that scared me. Click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top and enjoy. My guest tomorrow is the wonderful singer-songwriter Kimber Sparks. We're going to chat with her and play some of her awesome music. So, very excited. So make sure you guys check that out. So, yeah, now basically I'll be partying with you guys Friday night and Saturday night. So, Josie Palooza right there. Enjoy. So, if you have... both of our guests. Do we have them queued up? Okay. It looks like our first guests have arrived. But please be aware, everyone, this is my first time doing a double interview. I'm going to have two people on the line interviewing both of them with completely different questions. So I'm going to try to keep my head on straight here. Okay, so everyone, please welcome S. Denise Newton and Malia McKinney. Uh-oh, do we have them on? Hold on. Oh, I heard a laugh. Hello? Who is that?
Hi, Josie. It's Denise.
Oh, hey. Do we have Malia?
Yes, we do.
Oh, brilliant. Hello. Brilliant. So how are you guys doing today?
Great. Wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. Good.
You're great.
Oh, good. Well, first off, I want to start off by thanking both of you guys for coming on and, you know, because I love both of you guys so, so much. I talk to you, like, seriously every day, and I think you guys are amazing. Let me just start off there.
Oh, ditto on that. No doubt about it.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So, yes, yeah, so let's get started. As I mentioned, this is going to be a double interview, so it's going to be confusing, but we'll try. But let's start out. you, Denise, I understand that when you were a young girl, you were fascinated with words and would read the dictionary and encyclopedia for fun.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes, cool. Yes. I had to be the weirdest person on the face of the earth, okay? You know, while other children my age were out, you know, terrorizing the neighborhood and, you know, getting on their parents' nerves, you know, I found me a corner. And I didn't play with dolls and things like that too much. Books were my toy of choice. And I actually used to sit and read encyclopedias cover to cover. I would go to the dictionary and just learn and teach myself a new word almost every day. And, you know, it was something. I just had this fascination with words, and it's just always been with me. And here, like 2,000 years later, I still have it.
That is a great idea. Very good idea, especially for what you do. You're a motivational speaker and a radio host, so, you know, you need those big words. I'm still working on those.
Absolutely,
those gigantic
no doubt about it.
Yes, definitely. And Miss Malia, how did you get started in the music business?
Very good question. As you well know, I think you know, I started out as a teacher in creative writing. And then after my divorce and my empty nest syndrome, I really pursued the writing because I did it on the side, but I really didn't focus. Within 3 months after I had submitted, I was signed in writing for the Legends of Country.
Wow. And you're such a great mentor for, you know, teens such as Lenore and Michelle and myself. Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so easy when I'm working with incredible young women who have their heads on straight, focused, and they know what it is they want. It makes it so much easier.
Well, thank you. Very, very sweet. And so, Malia, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you look up to?
Josie Pasentino.
Oh, good answer.
And the Michelle Fells in the world, those that aspire to be. And the reason why I have to answer that is because of the hunger and the appreciation for seeking a goal. So many times I work with so many artists that once they attain it, they expect it, and that takes the thrill out of it. So as long as you can keep the thrill alive and the hunger, that excitement still lives within, and it makes it fun, and that's what it should be about.
Exactly, and you do make everything so much fun, you know, because you've been mentoring me with songwriting, and I've learned so much, and it's so much fun now. I enjoy doing it now. It's a blast.
You've grown so much, Josie. I'm so proud of you, and you're a natural. It didn't really take me a lot. I mean, I gave you the structure. I'm here when you need me, but you just ran with it, so... You're natural. You were born to do this, and I think that once the album released, I think you're going to be very successful. And I know Denise agrees with that because she's got to be your fan, too.
Oh, yeah.
As much as we talk about you guys, you already know. You already know you've got fans.
Oh, yes.
Well, thank you so much. Both of you guys are just so great. And I want to mention this because I heard about this, and I think this is so cool. Denise, you were also in the U.S. Army for years. Can you tell us about that experience?
Oh, absolutely. I went into the military initially, not because I necessarily wanted to, but it was because I was running from a failed relationship. I had my heart broken, and I just wanted to get away from everything and everybody that was familiar to me. So, you know, being young, wild, and crazy, I went and threw my hand up and swore to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, okay? But once I got in there, I absolutely hated everything about it initially. It was a maturing thing, and drill sergeants have a way of making you mature really quickly. And once they worked that out, I began to enjoy the travels. I got a chance to travel the continental United States, pretty much all over Europe. I was in Germany, Belgium, Amsterdam, Holland, France, and a lot of tours. I was in Korea, Japan. So I had an opportunity to do things that I and see places I never would have otherwise had the opportunity to do had I not been in the military. And it did give me an opportunity to really come back and say, you know what, we do live in the best country in the world. After you see how other people live and the type of things that they have to endure, then it kind of makes you appreciate more the personal liberties that we have here in America. So I did serve on active duty for 10 years, and then I served in the U.S. National Guard, Army National Guard for another 10. So pretty much most of my young adult life was spent in the military. So.
Wow, well, thank you for your service on behalf of the Josie Show.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
That's very, very neat, and it's also, you know, pretty cool that you got to travel.
Yes, and I still got that in my blood. I love traveling. And in fact, I'm going to be traveling again in a couple of weeks, trying to get everything together, but I'll be going to Africa on a humanitarian mission.
So much fun. And as I mentioned, you're also a public speaker. What made you realize that you wanted to be a public speaker?
You know, again, it goes back to that weird childhood I had. I used to, you know, sit and watch the news. The news was my show of choice, believe it or not. I was not a big cartoon person or sitcoms. I used to love watching the news. I told you I was weird. I mean, really. If you don't know that by now, I'm pretty sure you can tell a little bit. I would actually sit and just watch the commentators and the broadcasters, and I would get a hairbrush, and I would imitate them. You know, the hairbrush was my microphone. But then, you know, even as a young girl, I wrote my first story when I was 7 years old, and the story was 112 pages long. And so it totally wowed all of my teachers. You're talking about a second grader who had written 100 or so pages, and it was an actual story. So, you know, those things like that is what made me just realize that I had a particular gift. And when I was standing and talk, my teachers would tell me that I had a great speaking voice, and they was like, you need to pursue that in life because I think you will make a great speaker. So they kind of spoke that into me when I was young, and they just always stayed with me.
You are. It's a natural gift, and you do it so well. And I want to also mention that you also created Generation BFY Network. Can you tell my listeners about that?
Yes, Generation BFY Network is, I started that because I saw a lot of kids, minority children in particular, who had all of these amazing gifts and abilities, but their circumstances would dictate, you know, how far they went in life, because they would not pursue these talents like Josie does, like Lenore does, like Michelle does, and a lot of other young people, because their surroundings, their environments would say, you know, you're just going to end up in prison, or you're going to end up dead, or you're going to end up this, that, or the other. So I thought the Generation BFY, BEFY is an acronym for Black Educated, Focused, and Yielded. And what I try to show them is that just because you're a minority, you do not have to be hindered in how far you can go in life. And so it's just a positive movement that helps them to, you know, pursue personal self-development. It helps them to, you know, pursue higher education, because nobody's going to give you anything. You got to go out there and make it happen. So I had my first symposium last year in 2010, and it was a great success. And I gave out over 30 awards to young people that I saw that were making strides to say, look, I don't care if I do live in the quote-unquote ghetto. I can still be something in life. And I've had quite a few people come back to me and say, thank you so much, because you lit a fire in me that I didn't know was there. So that was the whole, you know, reason for starting Generation BFY Network. And hopefully in 2012, it's going to be huge, when I want to give out at least 100 awards in 2012. So that's what we're working on.
Sweet, and you hit it right on the nose. It's all about positivity. And if people haven't noticed, that is exactly what we do. Malia, Denise, we all, you know, Lenore, we all are about positivity, and I think that's very, very important. And, you know, that's our main goal, is to spread positivity around the world.
That's right. And to counter some of this bad stuff, we know there's all this bad stuff, especially with this generation. You know, every time somebody makes reference to this generation, it's always in such a negative way. But I defy that because, you know, there's young people like yourself. You wouldn't take somebody that's a teen, you wouldn't think that they could be considered a trailblazer. But, you know, you're a trailblazer. Lenore Luca is a trailblazer. Michelle Fell, you guys are trailblazers. And so we can counter all of the negativity and show them that, no, this generation is not lost. This generation is just starting.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of positivity, positivity, now I can't even talk, positivity through lyrics, and that's what Malia does, and for Conscious Music Entertainment, as speaking of companies, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, basically, Conscious Music Entertainment was kind of established between Skylar Jett and myself to form positive lyrics to mentor our children because they are our future. Music being a counterpart of society is everywhere, and it is a huge influence and has a dynamic impact on everyone, and particularly our youth. And so with that being said, we decided, well, if we target these youth and we make it positive, they have a better chance in life to be able to make better choice making and problem solving, and we can use it as a tool to mentor. And so here we are, a year later, totally connected, and our tree is growing.
Exactly. It does. We find, you know, new artists of, you know, with positive lyrics, like every day, there's so many out there that are just waiting to be discovered. And that's what I love about Conscious Music Entertainment. And for everyone that doesn't know, can you give everyone the links to the websites and social networking sites that you have?
Yes. Conscious Music is www.consciousmusicentertainment.biz. MuseArt is MuseArt.com. Also, MuseArtWorld.org. There you'll find the foundation, which will be a multi-billion dollar establishment that will fund public schools for music and arts. And my company, along with other companies such as Ted Fujimoto's, which does every child has a right to succeed, we're all mere vessels that will filter through MuseArtWorld Foundation and get grants to produce positive mentorship programs and events.
And this is going to be huge, guys. Let me just say, this is going to be huge.
This is going to be huge, Josie. Huge.
It's spreading like crazy, too, on Facebook, and, you know, it's working.
Yes,
it sure is. And we're starting to get huge people on board. Waiting for that big event, which I understand you and Lenore will both be there to sing your little hearts out.
We are. It is true. That is true. I'm very, very excited. And it's for, you know, a good cause, and that's always what I love to do. And Lenore, too. Always important.
Absolutely. It should be fun.
It should be fun. It will be fun. I'm very, very excited about it. And we're actually going to talk more about the MuseArt World Foundation and get out all the info a little later on in the show. All three of us, we're going to chat about it. So very excited about that. And but Denise, you host Solutions Now Radio. Can you tell everyone about your show?
Yes, Solutions Now Radio is a weekly platform that I co-host with the amazing Skylar Jett. And what we do is we go out and we, you know, we find these incredibly positive people that come on and help us talk about solutions to some of today's most pressing issues. So whether someone is looking to for information as to how to break into the music industry, or they may want to know how can I start a business, or, you know, what can I do about my health to become a healthier person, whatever it is, we'll bring on a guest that can answer that question, because those guests either already own their own business or already involved in those things. So every Tuesday, Skylar and I together, we host Solutions Now. And then on Wednesdays, I do Solutions Wednesdays with Denise, where I bring on a different set of guests. So Tuesdays and Wednesdays we're on. And we just have a ton of fun. And I just want to say on November 8th, we will be getting an exclusive story from the Stone family. For those who know about us, Sly and the Family Stone, they will be with Skylar and us on Tuesday, November 8th. But that's what we do, and we have a lot of fun in doing so, and it's making a difference in people's lives.
It is, and it's such a great show to, you know, listen to and, you know, and spread the news about important, you know, subjects and topics that you guys have. For people who don't know, where can they tune in and check out everything?
You can go to blogtalkradio.com/solutionsnowradio. And Skylar and I are both on Facebook. We do have a Solutions Radio page on Facebook. I just need to get it updated. But if you want to find out any information about the show, just go to Skylar Jett, search him on Facebook, and myself as Denise Newton. And we always have posted what guests we have coming up and what it is that we're doing. So come and check us out. We'd love to have you.
Check it out, people. Make sure you guys do. And Maria, you have written for and worked with many, many artists. Can you tell us about that and that experience? Very cool.
Oh, my gosh. The list is too long.
Oh, I know.
Wow. Yeah, I have written for some pretty major artists, legendary Hank Williams Jr., Loretta Lynn, Reba McEntire, just a whole slew of them. I don't think there's one I haven't written or sold something to.
Wow.
And it's been a window for me to do what it is that I'm doing now. Obviously, I love doing it. But Josie, you already know, girl. You already know. You know the genre Miss Millie likes. Yes, R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's been challenging for me, because now that I'm doing the positive lyrics, I'm focusing on that. And Denise, I know that you know that this is going to be a challenge for me to write positive R&B. But it can be done. And
It can be done.
I welcome the challenge. I've worked on a few pieces here and there, but my primary focus is on the album that I'm currently writing, which is Hope Still Lives. And I have a feature song already out. We Are Hope, that has been accepted as a Songwriter of the Year entry for this year's contest, which every year songwriters all over the world, both introductory to very, very experienced, steps up on that platform and brings new ideas and material to those artists who are really looking for a new concept of writing and performing. So I'm excited about that. I just got the news actually today, and I was just beside myself.
Oh, definitely. Yes, you should be.
it's very neat. It is very neat. It's my first attempt, and I'm getting a lot of great reviews about We Are Hope, and I have so many others that are just as good, and I have a favorite. It's called We Need Change, and it is going to be Song of Songs. I'm telling you, to be honest with you, Josie, it's got a rock and roll flavor to it, but it is very positive, and I think you're going to like it. I do.
I know I'm
really
going to like it.
Oh,
I know I'm
awesome.
Going to like it.
I know.
Sounds great. Very, very excited about that. And I'm also very excited because we have one of the songs that you just mentioned, We Are Hope. So I would love to play that now. Yeah. Here
awesome.
It is, We Are Hope, written by Malia McKinney.
There are people chosen to lead this world in the human race, and people born to follow that's taught God's great grace. Then there are givers who understand the needs of their fellow man. When love rules their hearts and courage takes a stand, humanity linked together hand in hand, 'cause we are love. Depending on God above, we are grace. Understanding the human race, we are faith. Holding on to a brighter day, we are hope. Looking for a better way, we are charity. Looking out for our fellow man. We take our courage to the fight, paint what's wrong to make it right. Walk through the darkness to the light, following the sun to regain our sight, in search of a better way. We are love. Depending on God above, we are grace. Understanding the human race, we are faith.
holding on to a brighter day. We are whole, looking for a better way. We are charity, looking out for our fellow man. Life is bigger than you and me. It takes a village to raise a family. That means it's up to all of humanity. We are love, depending on God above. We are grace, understanding the human race. We are faith, holding on to a brighter day. We are hope, looking for a better way. We are charity, looking out for our fellow man. Teaching our children, they hold future's key. What happens in this life is up to you and me. Role modeling the best we can, mentoring to our children to understand, looking out for each other and our fellow man. We are love, depending on God above. We are grace, understanding the human race. We are faith, holding on to a brighter day. We are hope, looking for a better way. We are charity, looking out for our fellow man.
And that was We Are Hope, written by Malia McKinney. I just want to say, Eric B. in the chat room says, great song and great message.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
That's beautiful. Well done, Malia.
I know.
Thank you.
That
I'm inspired.
Very
I'm very inspired. You know, that song was written about a month ago, and you have been instrumental, Denise, in Conscious Music Entertainment, as Josie has, and her wonderful producer, Miss Tina, that we love so much. And the piece in there about giving the key to our children and mentoring them to understand was a total inspiration that was given to me from you and Lenore and Michelle. And the album, I have to tell you, the album is actually being dedicated to Skylar Jett, James McCollum, Josie Pasentino, Michelle, and Lenore, because you guys are just amazing. Every day I learn something new about ways of giving back, because that's part of, you know, mentoring is being creative, as Denise will attest, you know, as an educator. You have to find ways to reach everybody, because we're all different. We're the same, but we're different and unique. And that's what makes it so special, is that I can have amazing young people such as yourself, Michelle and Lenore, and some new folks that I'm about ready to get involved with. And it's just a fabulous thing. And just as a footnote on that, you know, Denise has been waiting in the wings for me to hand this thing over to her. And Denise, you want to tell her? I think it's great news.
Ooh. As far as about the mentorship?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Malia and I talked right before we came on air with you, and we have been. This is something we have been talking about really for the last couple of months. That I would kind of head up the mentoring part of Conscious Music Entertainment. So, and working along with you, Josie and Tina and Lenore and Felicia, you know, and just just going out there, getting these positive messages out and impacting these young people to the fullest.
Oh, that is wonderful, and I'm so excited to, you know, be working with you, and we can find new ways to, you know, put out the positive message, which we really, really need.
Absolutely.
Yes. So I love that, and it's very, very exciting, and it's super, super exciting. And there's a question that I'm trying to find in the chat room. Pickled Ham in the chat room, funny name. I love it, though. Pickled Ham asks Malia, who was singing that song for We Are Hope?
We Are Hope. That is David Spires. He is an incredible musician. In Nashville, at the Nashville studio. He does all my release songs for the artists that I'm going to audition for and prepare my presentation for. So he has a very nice voice. He's also recognizable in that a lot of people know that he also does a lot of George Strait sit-ins.
Ooh.
So,
wow.
Amazing, amazing young man, yeah.
Wow, very, very talented man. I love his voice, and I've always wondered how, you know, songwriters get, you know, these artists to sing their songs. I've always wondered that.
Well, the artists, the celebrity artists, we'll call them, once they're established, they protect their voice for live concerts. So a lot of times in the studio, what happens is they have sit-ins, people that are very close to their range and vocal, and they will do a lot of their demo stuff or their rehearsal stuff in the studio. Because once things are mastered, there's a lot of changes and a lot of different sounds that come from that. As you well will very much learn this December when you come to the studio, you'll see all the different changes that you go through once you lay down your tune. But that's generally what they do. They protect their voice. The real famous ones.
Yeah. Sounds like such a fun process, too. It does.
It is fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
Working in music is a wonderful thing because not only do you get to construct it and give it structure, you actually breathe the life into it. Once you add music, you give it its heartbeat, and it takes life. It takes form, and it's just an amazing process.
It is. Well, I'm going to be able to learn about that process here pretty soon. So I am very excited. It's going to be my first time in a studio, as you know. So I'm going to be a kid in a candy store, man. I will.
I know you will. I know you'll be. And you know you have a surprise, right?
Surprise?
Surprise, cool. Yeah.
I like surprises.
A very famous vocal producer.
Oh, okay. Now that is very exciting.
That's the only hint that I'm allowed to give you. But it's going to be an incredible, incredible journey for you. And, you know, we're hoping Denise will be there too, because this is going to be, you know, footage of how Josie Pasantina got her start. For the stage of Grand Ole Opry.
Whoa.
All you got to do is say the word. Yes, absolutely. You know I support everything they do.
I know, and I do too, and I'm just so excited. I was telling Rick, who is getting ready for Josie, and I was telling him just the other day he had called me trying to lock in a date, which we haven't done yet because we're still working with Gloria. That's going to offer me a vocal coach for Miss Josie. And she asked me not to lock in a date yet until she gets a couple of final lessons in there with Josie. And so we were kind of like trying to get a date established. But he's getting everything ready in the sound booth and asking all kinds of questions, dying to meet you. And it's just going to be so much fun. So much fun. I can't wait.
Well, it's always a party with you guys, so I'm not surprised. It'll be fun. Can't wait.
Awesome. I can't wait. It's going to be my Christmas because, you know, that's my gift wrapping. You know, I love that kind of stuff. Michelle called me, Josie, and asked if she could come.
Of course. We should have everybody come, and it'll be like Nashville all over again.
That would be wonderful. Around the holidays or close to it, or maybe just a week or so after, prior to the first of the year, when the actual release, it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
Definitely. Oh, it's so exciting. It's going to be like a Christmas present for me and like an early birthday present. So it's going to be very fun. Can't wait. And I really, really want to mention, too, because this is like the coolest thing ever. Denise, now I know you have some really great upcoming projects you're working on. I want to talk about them. Can you tell us first about your spoken word CD titled Quick Thunder?
Yes. Well, I tell you what, I've always been told that I was somewhat of a wordsmith, and God has just shown me how to use it now to convey positive messages and to help others. And yes, I am doing a spoken word CD, and the pieces that I've written, sometimes I just kind of surprise myself, and this is not to be boastful, but sometimes looking at it, like, wow, I did that. But I'm just putting together, it's just a CD of uplifting, positive, encouraging, empowering words to say no matter what is going on in this crazy world that we live in, there's always reason to hope. Because, you know, I've always heard, Josie, and to your listening audience as well, that when a person is dying, the last thing besides the hearing, they usually say the hearing is the last thing to go, but once hope goes, there's nothing left. And and that's where we are right now in society. People are losing hope. And then when you turn on the TV and all you see is, you know, messages about the poor economy, you know, you hear all the stuff about crime and violence, and it just gives people reason to just give up hope. So this particular spoken word project is just designed to say stop. Don't even worry about the thunder that's going on around you, because there, you know, the sun is shining somewhere. You just got to be willing to lead people to that sunshine, and that's what this project is going to do.
Quiet Thunder, and will this be available for purchase from fans?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to be going in the studio this weekend, and I'm going to, you know, have the music set to. There's 12 right now. There's 12 pieces that's going to be on a CD. They're all written, but the musician that I'm working with, he's going to set the music to 3, I believe, of them in the next coming days, and hopefully we'll have them all done by the time when I come back from Africa in December. Everything should be done by the end of the year, so then it will be available. For purchase, and we're going to be heavily promoting that in the next couple of months.
Oh, yeah, and as always, I'm going to help you promote that because I just love the idea of it, thoughts of it, and I'm very excited. I want to spread the news about this. It's very, very exciting. Congratulations with that, too.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I could give you guys a little sample if you like.
Yes.
This is one of my. This one's probably one of my favorites. It's called Peace Unveiled, and like I said, it's all designed to inspire. And so far, those who have heard it, it says that it's doing just that. But this one is called Peace Unveiled. In fact, I wrote this a couple of years ago, and I went to Washington D.C. where this placed like number 11 out of 5,000 entries. So that was kind of cool to be named a. To be given, you know, this award for, and I don't consider myself a poet. I just consider myself a spoken word artist. But anyway, this particular piece was a winner, but this is called Peace Unveiled. As my eyes long to hope to behold the true face of peace, I envision a world devoid of hate, with mankind living in a perfect state of harmony and love, being guided by a force above far beyond the earth. I see children of the rainbow walking hand in hand, different yet tranquil as they understand God's perfect will for his created world. Tell me now, can you see it? As my ears long to hear the true voice of peace, I listen for a world filled with laughter, devoid of injustice and the unnatural disasters of racial unrest, as man's mission and quest becomes an obsession to silence the storms of intolerance and division. I hear the weakening of this oppressive condition as the rains of kindness fall softly on the windows of acceptance. Tell me now, can you hear it? As my heart longs to feel the true beat of peace, it yearns to experience joy unspeakable at the universal bonding of all God's people, regardless of race. and prejudice and bias shall not have a place in all the earth, and a cloud of calm shall form in the hearts of men, replacing the hurt that has been inflicted. Tell me now, can you feel it? Let change arise, may its opposers be scattered. Let healing reign and the harvest of brotherhood gathered. From the four corners of the earth, let man undergo a rebirth, the dawn of a new day of peace and morality, where the sun lights with rays of unity, the moon glows, casting shadows of serenity. Skies are filled with gliding doves of peace, bringing quiet to a world full of thunder. Tell me now, don't you want it? That's one of the pieces, Peace Unveiled.
Oh, I love it. And that's just like a sneak peek of what you guys are going to hear. And that's why I love Denise. I love that. That is
that
amazing.
Is beautiful. But no surprise, Denise has got all these hidden talents she's just been keeping to herself. I'm sure we're going to see a lot more.
It's got to come out now because the call has been issued, and I linked with people like you. And I want to say this, too, while we're on air, and I want to say it publicly. When we all went down to Nashville this past summer, that really was a game changer for me. You know, because when I saw that everybody came together for the same purpose, because we all have the same goal in mind, but we all come together and work together and to mentor these young people and to give the message to them and allow them to spread it to their generation, and we hold their hand as they're doing that. That was a game changer for me. And I said, you know what, it's time to empty out everything that God has placed in me, because we don't know where the end is and anything that we do in this life or when our lives are going to end. But I think that it would be a sad day to die with a great calling in your belly that you did not use for the betterment of humanity. So this is why I say it's time to just go ahead and pull it out, because I believe through conscious music, through Muse Art, through Josie, through Lenore, through all of these very positive people, we are going to do some damage to the naysayers and the doomsday prophets. You know, we're going to tell them, no, it's not so. So, you know, I just want to say publicly that it was a game changer, and it really lit a fire under me when I left Nashville.
Me too. I think it was memorable for all of us. It definitely, for me, it was very a memorable experience that I'll live with that forever. It was just amazing to, you know, meet, you know, you guys that we just all came together. We're from different parts of, like, the world here. And, you know, we don't live close to each other, and us going together with the same thought in mind, it was incredible. It was very cool. And I made such great friends like Lenore and Michelle, and it was amazing.
It was. It definitely was. And Josie, I'm sorry. I just want to say that you were just doing such an amazing job, you know, just not only as being a talk show host, but just as being a role model. And I know you may not have asked to be a role model, in the words of the famous Charles Barkley, he didn't ask to be a role model, but you are,
right.
And you're wearing, you know, you're wearing that banner well. And I just want to encourage you to continue on with what you're doing, because you are certainly making a difference, and you're going to get a lot of kids that may have buried their dreams because their circumstances say you'll never, you know, go beyond the point you're at today. But through you, they'll be able to see that, you know, age does not have to hinder you as, you know, as well. That you can go in pursuit of your dreams just as you are. So when you release this album, we're certainly going to promote it heavily on Solutions Now Radio. And through everything that I'm doing, my own little personal works that I'm doing, we're going to promote you, because this is vital. This is critical to the success of humanity, because without youth, the whole world dies. There is no progress without youth. So we have to teach them the way. And I just applaud you for everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much. And that is something, you know, why I got into this, is because I do want to help people. And, you know, making someone's day or, you know, just makes me feel great. And I feel that's why I was put on this earth, is to, you know, help the world become a better place. And my parents are like that too, and you know, they instilled that in me. So, and I hope to give it to my generation as well, and my future children and grandkids as well. So it's always important to me.
You're on the way, no doubt about it.
Oh, she definitely is. She's definitely a seed planted. Her tree and her limbs are going to be huge.
I am just getting started.
That's how beautiful trees start, Josie, is with the seed.
Exactly.
That is right. Absolutely. She's just doing a fantastic job. And, you know, I couldn't be more prouder. You know, she was my own daughter. But, you know, just seeing her and you know, you just have such great humility. And that's very important, too, for the young people that are listening, to be humble. Because, you know, God can get more use out of you if you're humble than if you're puffed up in pride. And, you know, your humility really goes a long way, and it's going to take you a long way. So there are so many doors swinging open for you, young lady, and all you got to do is just walk through them.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, you know what, thank you both for, you know, everything that you guys do for me and believe in me to, you know, mentor me and help me out. Because, I mean, one voice is okay, you know, but when we have, you know, just a series of people, like all of us, and combined together, it's much more stronger, I think, than just one voice.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're going to make some noise. It's going to be positive noise.
We're loud. I'm very loud, so you know what? Yes.
Yes, absolutely. No doubt. I love it. I do.
Me too. Me too. And I also want to mention, other than Quiet Thunder, you also are working on a book. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Oh, wow. That is great. No, what, I love that because I could tell that she's done her research. And those of you who are aspiring to be a journalist or a talk show host, take it from this young lady. She knows what she's doing. Yes, I am, and I'm almost finished, in fact. The book is called Weapons of Black Destruction. And you know, people may say, well, oh, boy, that doesn't sound like anything positive. Well, sometimes, you know, this is like going through the 12-step program. You first have to admit you got a problem before it can be fixed.
Right.
There are a lot of things, and as an African-American, you know, I'm very disheartened by some of the things I see in the community. And as a teacher, and I get to see what's going on with some of our kids. And, of course, these problems are prevalent in all races, but I'm focusing on the African-American community because the problem is so much more critical and dire in that, you know, with the violence and, you know, the dropout numbers, and it's really bad. So the book is called Weapons of Black Destruction, and what I do is I highlight 12 particular weapons that are being used to destroy the progress of the black community, and with the hopes that those who read this book will be able to find themselves somewhere and see where they're using. Maybe they are, you know, guilty of using one or more of these weapons that are contributing to the demise of the black community. So that is what I'm writing, and it is, you know, it's kind of hard to write about this stuff because it's not very positive. But sometimes you do have to shed light on the problem in order to start looking for, you know, a viable solution. And so that's what this book is designed to do, not just highlight all the issues, but to say, look, this is how we're just being destroyed, and this is how we can come out of this thing. And every part of the book, wherever I highlight a problem, I also will, you know, address a solution that we need to follow to make things a little bit better for the next generation because, you know, the incarceration rate in black America is really, really high. You know, the homicide rate in black youth is extremely high. So this is why I address these things. And I believe that, you know, if we keep sounding the alarm, eventually change will come.
Definitely. Absolutely. And I love this idea as well. And I'm proud of both of you guys. It's like crazy for me to say, but like I am, because I think you guys are just doing such amazing things. And I really look up to you guys for, you know, everything that you do, because I want to do that as well. You know what I mean? I want to be like you guys. I do.
Well, I wish I could say that I want to be like Josie, but I would have to back up about 30 years to do that. So I don't think I would want to go back 30 years. You know, I kind of like the point of where I am in my life right now. But Josie, you inspire me, and I know you do, Malia. She talks about you guys all the time. There's not a day or time when I ever talk to Malia on the phone that your name or Lenore's name don't come up in that conversation. So certainly, you know, we just think you guys are the bomb diggity, okay? And you know, you got my support for anything that you're doing. That album release, I'm going to be there turning cartwheels, you know, just acting a pure fool. But all, you know, to just say that I am just so super proud of you.
We are going to be completely insane. I am going to love it. It's going to be so, so much fun. I'm looking forward to it and having all of you guys there. It's going to be just unbelievable. Very, very
Absolutely.
And so, Malia, are you currently working on any projects that you could share with us?
Well, I'm still working on my album. I've got a few last songs that I'm adding to it that kind of came out of the blue, and the album Hope Still Lives. I'm dabbling with the R&B positive lyrics right now. And the truth is, you know, I've talked to Denise about writing this book with me, and I started it, and, you know, eventually, once we get some order in our life, we're going to sit down and we're going to put this thing together.
I like that.
It's a good idea.
Absolutely. I'm ready. Because, again, I'm all about this thing that we're going to take back the atmosphere. And that's just the way I look at it right now, guys. It's time to take back the atmosphere. I mean, there is just too much division. There's too much fighting. There's still too much intolerance. And when I look at the suicide rate in young people, that they're killing themselves because of bullying and things like that, it's time to take back the atmosphere. It's time to bring sanity back into our world. And this is how we do it, one person at a time. Conscious Music Entertainment, Muse Art, you know, the Josie Show, the Solutions Now Radio, Teen Groove on the Move, and, you know, all these other entities. It's just time to reclaim the atmosphere and run some of these evil forces out.
Exactly. And that's what we're all doing. And that's why we are positive. And it's amazing. And as we mentioned, Meet Our World Foundation, I really, 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 really want to get on. We have a radio-a-thon that we're working on coming up on December 8th that I would really like to tell everyone out there, if you guys can collaborate and let us know what's going on.
You know what? This thing is going to be so huge. And you know, as we do our meeting tomorrow, I think everybody's going to be really totally pleased to see what it is that they've been bringing to the table. So often in life, we just get so caught up in what we do, we forget half of what we do. Now, it's almost like going to the grocery store. You got a list, and before you leave the store, you got, you know, $100 more of stuff in your cart that you didn't buy. Well, same difference, because, you know, everybody's just been so awesome and bringing so much to the table in this project as it has grown. And I'm telling you, you guys are going to be overwhelmed. Louis Markle Mash, the producer of Icon News, a new fall program that will be aired this fall, he has so many wonderful celebrity friends that's going to, you know, be your guest. And Audra and I have been working on some incredible people. Corey Lamb is one of them. I can throw that out there. And he's excited to talk to everybody. Yeah, and there's big names that we're not allowed to release just yet until we get the release forms. But we've been working really hard, and I think everybody's just going to be so excited and so full of energy to bring this wonderful message to all those folks that really need to hear it, and that would be educators, youth, school officials, just all these people that we're going to be helping through MuseArt, because education can't stop. I mean, without it, we're doomed. And, it, you know, to just kind of, you know, go back to what Denise was saying, you know, they are our future, and we need to educate them. We need to enlighten them, motivate them, stimulate them, whatever it is that we need to do, and mentorship to give them the tools they need to go out and do what they need to do so we can live, so we can have life form. And without it, we're all doomed. So I think we're going to have a blast tomorrow in our meeting, because there's going to be so much that we're going to cover. And I'm excited about it, actually. I'm really excited. I mean, it's just been a long time coming. A few weeks ago when we were planning this and trying to structure it and give it life, and it's coming together now. And I really, really am excited. I think that everybody's going to be excited as well.
it is coming to life, and it's, you know, it's going to be just phenomenal, and it's going to be huge. I'm not surprised if it's going to be on a billboard. I mean, it's going to be crazy. Okay, people.
Yeah, well, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts. Wait till you see all the things that we're ordering and everything to give away.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be amazing. Good stuff, Josie. And Josie's heading up. I don't know, Denise, if you knew it, but Josie's going to be heading up a campaign for us, for the teens.
Yes.
Wow.
That's going to be
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say she's so amazing, and she just takes on so much. You know, I want to be Josie when I grow up.
I'm so looking forward to this and doing everything that I can to help this out, because this is something that I believe in so strongly. So I'm not going to sit on my butt. I'm going to take action.
Oh, we see you're doing that already. No doubt about it.
We already did.
Yes, you're already doing that. You are definitely blazing trails. And it's, I mean, gosh, I just can't wait to see from year to year what you'll do next.
It's funny. I don't even know. I am just taking it day by day and seeing what comes up and what opportunities, you know, and so many opportunities just formed since, you know, I met you guys and you know, I get to meet, you know, all these other people that are into what I'm into, and it's so much fun. I'm enjoying myself.
I have to interrupt you, Josie. I know what's going to happen in a year from now. We're going to be sitting
really?
At the CM. We're going to be sitting at the CMA Awards, and Love and Tricky's going to have, I know it, I feel it. And I mean, have you ever had those premonitions where you already know you're just going through with the motions? That's how I feel. I feel like I've already traveled this, I already know the script, let's just do it. And I truly believe that you're going to be very successful at everything that you do, and I know music is a passion of yours, so I can honestly say that I can see great things for you in the future.
Thank you so much, and my mom's just going to be in the audience with some tissues, my dad, everyone. It's going to be bawling.
Oh, my God. I can see it, too. No doubt about it. And I'll be there with my own box of Kleenex sitting close by Tina.
Okay,
saying,
we can all share Kleenex. Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm just excited to see what happens. But for the Mutant World Foundation, everyone that's listening, what can we do to support this great foundation? What could we do to take part?
MuseArt, you can do all kinds of things. You can get on board by spreading the word. Everybody knows word of mouth is the best advertisement. So tell a friend. Get on Facebook. Go to MuseArt World Foundation on Facebook and like us. Give us big old hugs. Drop us a few lines and let us know what we need in our schools. Tell your teachers. Tell your principals. Write a letter to your congressman, your councilman, anybody that you feel that can help the cause or needs knowledge, do so. Same thing with Conscious Music Entertainment. Blow it up. We want to make this thing viral, Josie.
Mm-hmm.
We want everybody to have the opportunity and the benefit to get their share of a multi-billion-dollar company that's going to finance education for our kids for music and art. We want to give teachers their jobs back. We want to give kids that opportunity to learn about music, learn about art, which is ultimately the foundation of higher learning. So there's a lot you can do. A lot
Absolutely.
You can do.
There is, and there's still so much, you know, things that we still can discover that we can do. And I'm very, very excited because after the show, I'm going to post all the links for everyone, the Mutant World Foundation, Facebook, I mean, everything, and make sure we promote the heck out of this.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna do my part.
If you have a Facebook account, tell 20 of your friends to just go like us. That's all you have to do. If you just don't really got the time to get involved, but you really feel what we're saying, just go to Conscious Music and like us. Just go to MuseArt and like us and just leave us a little statement. We will appreciate that just as much as if you wrote a check out support the cause. Every little thing, we don't say no to nothing. We want all your support. We want your love, and we're going to make great things happen. This is going to be the biggest social event in the millennium. So we want you to be on that train.
That is just crazy.
I'm going to have to find me an outfit, because some tells me I'm going to be sitting in the audience at some big fancy award.
You already know. You already know.
Wow.
And it'd be huge. But we do need support. I mean, some of the smallest groups have done some of the greatest things. And there's nothing that you cannot do to help, whether it's like us, support us, advocate for us. This is going to be huge, people. You don't want to not have your ticket and be on that train, because I'm telling you, we are going to make a change, an education change. And I'm just going to bring something up real quick. Everybody, we've always talked about 2012, and so many people, 2012, the world's going to end. 2012, this, that, and the other. Well, I want you to know, 2012 is the beginning of the new era, and it's going to be about the youth. And I already know this because it's the power of the laws of attraction. We have had so much negative and so much craziness in our world. It's time for change. And that's what my song's about. It's about change. Yeah. And it says, one of my lines, I'll give one of my quick lines away. It says, if you give of yourself, all you can expect is real change, meaning good things will come to you if you just
powerful
give a
lyric.
Bit.
Yeah.
So all you can expect is some real change. Money spends and it's gone. You have to go out and make some more. But if you give of yourself, you always see the growth and things that will never change. And that's love for humanity. And that's what we're all about. So go do it now, right after the Josie show.
Exactly, right after the show. Let's take a stand. Let's do this. Get everybody involved. Tell your friends, your friends' friends, your friends' cousins' moms. I mean, tell everybody, please, about this to
everybody.
Like the page, and I'll post all the links, so don't even worry about that. It'll be
easy
access.
I'm going to even throw a challenge out there, Josie. For every person that goes to Conscious Music Entertainment in Facebook, and for every person that goes to MuseArt Foundation on Facebook, if you print your name and your email and you like us, you will get a free first off the press T-shirt of your choice, either Conscious Music Entertainment or MuseArt Foundation, and on it will say, I made a difference, and you will be the only one, because we're only printing so many of those. And then when it's all said and done, we have this huge event. I'm not going to say for sure, but those things might be worth a lot of money someday. And we'll just leave it at that.
I love it. Wow. Very, very amazing. I love it. And so, yes, that is your challenge for today. You guys have to do this. But we are actually running out of time. But before we have to go, I want to mention Stephen Remy from Top 5 Gone Wild Network says hello to the both of you. That's my wonderful boyfriend, by the way.
Oh, he's awesome. Say hi. Hi, Stephen. I got to get him on the show as well, so we got to get that worked out.
Absolutely. He's amazing. Everything that he does as well, it's insane.
He's an incredible mentor for the guys, you know.
Right.
And we need to recruit him for the guys.
We do.
We
need to recruit him.
Absolutely. Sounds good to me.
I just want to thank you. So much. And congrats to both of you with everything that you guys are doing. It's crazy.
Thank you,
awesome.
Josie.
Well, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to spend some time with you, Josie, and your great, wonderful, massive listening audience. It was certainly a pleasure.
Oh, well, it was an honor for me, and thank you both so much. And we are going to change the world, and we're going to start right after the show.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I've been on this train, Josie, waiting. I've been waiting.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Thank you so
and
much for having us. Oh, believe me, I already know this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys just are amazing. Thank you guys so, so much for being a part of our, my show. And Malia, Denise, you guys are amazing. And when that album and book and, you know, the CDs come out, I want a signed copy.
You got it. As long as I get a signed copy of yours. Yes, yeah. In return. Most definitely. You got it.
It is a deal.
Absolutely, Josie. Thank you so much. Big hugs to Tina. We love you, Tina.
Woo!
Yes, Tina. Oh, she just screamed in the background.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you guys so, so much. Talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Spectacularness. Yes, that was wonderful. Malia McKinney and S. Denise Newton. And I'm going to post all of their links so you know exactly where they are, and the Meets Our World Foundation and all that other fun stuff. So very, very exciting. Time to take a stand. So let's see here. Do I have our questions here? Yes. Okay, so everyone, please, please, please welcome my next guest, awesome singer and songwriter, Danny Fajon. Hello. Ooh, that's scary. Let's not scare a guest off. Hey, how are you, Danny?
Doing good. Got a good laugh at the audience. Or out of a witch, one of the two.
Yeah, a witch, yeah. Creepy.
There
But I'm super excited to be talking with you and getting the chance to interview you. I'm super excited. We'll have fun.
Oh, it's good to be on the show with you. So you'll have to excuse me tonight. I have a little cold. So my voice is a little stressed. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I can't even notice. It's all good. It's all good. So let's get started. So how old were you when you started performing?
Oh, boy. It depends on what you want to call performing. I picked up my first guitar when I was about 5 years old. I was old Gibson my mother used to play. And she handed it down to me, and I just went crazy from there. Actually, performing for a crowd probably started at about the age of 11. And,
basically grew up in front of that audience.
Yeah, pretty much so. But songwriting rapidly became a love, and got more into weaving the songs together than the performing. And I just love to write. The songs just seem to flow out of me. I'll be doing something, and all of a sudden a song will come, and I'll have to run and grab a piece of paper and pen or grab my phone and record it on my phone until I can get a chance to work with it.
Absolutely.
But,
I'm starting to, you know, dabble in a little bit of songwriting as well. I'm being mentored about that. And so I think it's just so amazing that you can just read something or just someone can say something, and then all of a sudden your brain is like, that is a song.
That's
amazing.
Exactly. I've had people ask me, you know, how do you write? You know, do the words come to you? Does the music come to you? And it's usually pretty much both the composition and the lyrics kind of start flowing together. But I've had times that I'll pick up my guitar and just start ticking, and something will come, and later on the words come to it, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Words come in my head, and later the music comes to it.
Exactly.
It's always
exactly.
been a love of mine. I've been writing for 40 years. So.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. That is amazing. That is so, so amazing. And you are so, so great at it, everything that you do. And I heard that you and a friend actually used to play on a street corner in front of markets to be heard. That is a good idea. That's a good idea for those people out there. Very good.
My best friend growing up, David Reed, and we mm-hmm. started playing street corner music probably when we were 11 or 12 years old, and we'd just go up in front of the, we had a grocery store chain, I think they're long gone now, called A&P, but we used mm-hmm. to go up and sit in front of the A&P grocery and play, and people would gather around, or we'd just walk down the streets with our guitars over our back, and, you know, we got a little fancy sometimes to draw the people, put the guitar behind our back and play it. People just start gawking and stop and listen. So just It's the thing about writing is, with me, it's more of wanting to share, you know, my inner feelings, my inner thoughts, my emotions.
Right.
Kind of an open book, so it's like sharing a part of me with the world, whoever cares to listen.
Exactly, and that's what I love about your music is because you write songs from the heart and that can be relatable to other people, you know, sharing your same feelings too.
Right.
It's like therapy.
I don't always fit into a genre. That's probably been one of my problems I've had to overcome, but also I think it keeps it kind of original. I was introduced to country music as a little boy, and when I hit my early teens, I was introduced to bluegrass. My cousins in Pennsylvania played bluegrass and played with them, and then, of course, when I hit my later teens, I was introduced to Southern rock, and grew up spinning records for my brother, my older brother, who's about 8 years older than me, and he listened to a lot of the pop from back in the 60s and 70s, so a little influence from everywhere in my music.
I like that you were open to other, you know, genres. You don't just like one specific genre. You like just a various amounts. I think that's always the best thing.
Right.
I like it
too. Well, the poetry and the emotion of the song is what I listen for in it, and not so much the particular genre of music it is. Mm.
Exactly. Exactly. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences in whatever genre, your musical influences that you look up to?
probably Waylon Jennings. He was more of the outlaw, done things his way, don't particularly care to follow the status quo of what a particular producer or record label's wanting to put out toward the public. I prefer to let my artistic ability flow. It's probably why I've never done any major recording, because I just want total control of my artistic ability. Waylon Jennings was the early one. Lester Flatt, met him when I was young. Also bands such as everyone from Aerosmith to ZZ Top, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Blackfoot. They were early influences in me. And then later in life, back in the country, Travis Tritt was always a big one. Mel McDaniels. There's quite a few influences. As I said, I'm not drawn to one particular style of music when I listen to music, so multiple styles, even within genres, have kind of rubbed off on me. And probably one of my favorite always has been John Prine. And
absolutely,
he just has the ability to weave words together in a way that it just reaches down in your soul, kind of grabs you.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's what the audience appreciates more, too. It sells more. It's better. Yeah, definitely. And also, we're very, very excited because we have a song of yours that I just want to put on. It's called Broken Angel. And then we'll come back and you can talk about it, all right?
Sounds good.
Awesome. Here it is, Broken Angel.
Dusty halo and broken wing. She came to me right from a dream. Rescued me, Lord, she saved my life. All I know is I've got to try. And I know fell from grace right into my heart. While her whole world was falling apart, shattered dreams of what she could be, a broken spirit that's kindred to me. And I know, yes, I know. all the good Lord, I know she has tried. God can't blame her for the things she has done. Never meant to harm anyone, but I know, yes, I know. She's my broken angel. Came to me on the twilight black. She's my broken angel, and I
And that was Broken Angel by Danny Faye John. So can you tell us the inspiration behind this song?
Sure. Most of my songs are inspired by real life events and people I know and people I meet and stories I hear. But the concept of the song came to me. It's probably been, I wrote that song almost 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I guess. Basically, looking over life and failures in life and how we tend to get down on life and, oh my gosh, we've done this wrong, we've done that wrong, and everybody likes to criticize and belittle people when they slip up in life. And just the core of the song is basically the fact that deep inside of us, you know, we all desire to have a positive impact. I don't think anybody is born saying, I want to go out and do things wrong and to do bad things in life. And it was influenced majorly by a situation I knew with some friends, and the woman had done things in her early days that kind of branded her, and, you know, he had met her and took her as she was, and, you know, just the fact that she was still that angel, she was just broken. She needed healing. And the one line in that song, a broken spirit kindred to me. You know, we all have that little part most people put away in their closet. The ones who know about it a lot of times criticize you about it. And it's just the fact that, you know, we're all going to fall, but there's somebody out there, you know, that will see us for the good this time.
Exactly. I love it. And where can our listeners go to purchase your music?
Right now, I'll be putting some up for purchase soon on my Reverb Nation account. That's www.reverbnation.com/Dan Faye John, and it will take them right to my page, or they can go to reverbnation.com, and with the search box, just search for my name. And I pretty much,
easy.
And anything I'll do will be MP3 downloads right now. And I'm working on a lot of new stuff. I have got a lot of new songs I hopefully will be getting in and cutting some more music here soon. And also working with some more local talent that I'm going to send your way to talk to. He's tremendously good. And he's got a desire to do some of my songs. He's also a songwriter. His name's Levi Moore. I'll put a plug in for him. West Plains,
yes.
Missouri. But he's really good. He's got a deep baritone voice, kind of like Josh Turner, and he's interested in doing some of my music, and I'm real excited about that. But, so you'll see a lot of new stuff coming in the near future.
Very exciting. Yeah, we're definitely working to get him on. So that'll be fun. And I'm also posting links to your Reverb Nation for all of the fans and all the links. So easy access, no excuses. You can do it. It's very easy.
In my Reverb, on my Reverb Nation, I set mine up a little bit different than most people there. It's kind of a like walking into my house. I have song ideas that I've acoustically cut a verse or two, you know, and throw it out there for people to listen to and watch for feedback to it. I've got some studio work on there, just a hodgepodge of a little bit of everything.
How neat. Very cool. So everyone check that out. And, yes, we're going to post it and make sure you guys check it out. And we have a fun question here. If you weren't in music, what do you think you'd be doing for a career?
Well, actually, I've got a career now. I'm a computer tech. That's
ooh,
what pays
cool.
the bills. Music is, I work for Hewlett Packard, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. And if I wasn't into music, that's what I would be doing full time. But mm-hmm. I love the music, probably more so than the computer work, but computers mm-hmm. pays the bills, and the music soothes my soul.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, very cool. Love it, computer techie. I love it. So much fun. I enjoy doing that too. Very cool, very cool. And let's see. Do we have another song queued up? Sweet. Okay, so we're going to play your song, The Cold Missouri Rain, and we will be right back.
All righty.
All right, here it is.
I don't want to hear what you have to say, and I don't want to see this old heartbreak. I don't want to see you say goodbye, and I don't want to see these tears of pride. Maybe if I had done things different, loving you from the start, I wouldn't know the pain that haunts my soul again in this cold. Standing in this cold Missouri rain.
And that was the Cold Missouri Rain. And I like the little sound effect afterwards, the rain. That's really cool.
Yeah, the standard day of the song. Me and my wife, Barbara, my best friend and co-writer, we wrote that one evening. And it was been raining on and off outside. And, you know, you see all these movies, and anytime anything sad is happening, it seems to be raining. You know, it rains at the funerals.
Yeah.
People break up in the movies, they go out and it's raining and it's lonely. And, I think rain is kind of God's way of letting that sadness out. The Bible tells you to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And that particular type of song has a special place. I've been through a lot of hardship in my life, watching my mother. She passed away from cancer and, you know, just a lot of things, and a lot of emotion went into that song. It actually came together fairly fast.
Wow. Definitely. Very good song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. Everybody enjoys it. You know, when I play it, just can't get sound effects when I play it live too much, but I will sit down and actually recorded that in our little home studio and lace the sound effects in. And then someone who was on your show not too many moons ago, Gail Carson, added the violins in it for me.
Oh, wow. Really cool. Small world.
Yeah, it is. But the world of the internet is tremendous, and I never knew it would influence my music as it has. And I've written so many songs, you know, and collaborated with people on the internet, Gail and Peggy Mercer in Georgia. And, matter of fact, the cut of Broken Angel you played, I had a good friend of mine, David McKinney, help do that studio track, and he lives down in Florida, so he's not far from me.
Oh, wow. That is just, that's what I love about, like, the internet, and, you know, I've learned this, too, with, you know, I've been able to find a lot of guests all over the world to put on my show, just great talents. I think it's really cool how songwriters and singers, they can find someone that normally, you know, you wouldn't even meet if it wasn't for Facebook and Twitter, and then you can collaborate. It's a very, very interesting thing. I like that.
Right. Well, my hat's off to you, and I think the way of the future as far as music goes is going to be indie radio, and because independent radio allows the artist to be the artist. You're not dictated by a rigid set of guidelines. You have to write this way. You have to compose this way. You know, you need to rewrite that 20 times. The artist is able to pour his emotions out, sing them, perform them, write them as they came out of his heart, and people actually get a song that's, you know, unadulterated by what can happen in the professional music industry. And I love that about indie radio, and I think indie radio is going to be the way of the future.
I agree, and I really do look up to independent artists because, you know, they don't, you know, they're just so talented, and, you know, I've met so many wonderful independent artists, and they're just doing their thing. I like
it. Right. Well, they have that Waylon Jennings outlaw approach to music. You know, I'm going to do it my way. You know, and Waylon wrote one song that just really influenced me, and it's I Don't Think Hank Done It This Way. And that song was all about how the record labels were trying to force Waylon into writing and performing the way they thought he should do it instead of the way it came from his heart.
Exactly. That's what I look up to for independent artists, because they do it themselves. You know, they do it because they love it. And that's
right. That's right. And I think everybody starts off that way, but the dream and the glitz. I spent a few years in Nashville, and you can get pulled into the vacuum. And the thought of, well, you know, maybe I have to give up my artistic ability somewhat. Maybe I have to allow them to shape me in what they want me to be, but at least this way I'll be heard. And I think probably a good percentage of the artists run into that when they hit the mainstream music scene. And indie radio allows them to freely express themselves. You know, I couldn't imagine Shakespeare, when he was writing, having someone come to him and say, well, that's fine, you write this way, but you need to change this story this way, and, you know, you need to, when you have the performers perform it, they need not to do what you have here, but this will work better. And I think it's done with good intentions in the music industry, but I think we've also lost some of the deep roots of music. Traditional country music, I love it, and it's disappearing so rapidly.
And exactly. Really, the creative license.
The creative license. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. But that's what I love about indie music. I've got, I enjoy just going on to Reverb Nation and just browsing through all the many performers and talented songwriters and artists on there. And
I do that too.
If people have not been there, they really need to go. I don't work for Reverb Nation. This is not a platform.
but it is a great site.
It is a great site. You can also find, you know, the big names on there also. Most of them have a Reverb Nation page. But it's a great outlet, as is your show. It's just so impressive that you do what you do. And, you know, I've had to dig through your website and some other areas to find out a little bit more about you. And I'm just very impressed with what you're doing. And
Thank you.
It's going to do nothing but grow in the future. You're allowing that virgin artistic ability of the artist to flow through your show. And
exactly.
My hat's off to all of the indie music network, whether it be internet radio, whether it be some of the great indie radio stations that are popping up across the country. As I said, I really believe that people are going to gravitate toward them because we're offering an unadulterated, pure style of our art form.
I agree, and that's what I'm all about, you know. And that's what I love doing. That's why I love doing this, is I get to meet, you know, singers and songwriters that I usually wouldn't meet, and just meet so many talented people like yourself. And it's just a blast. Thank you so
right.
much. Just so much fun.
That's not a problem. And I don't want to see myself at the CMA Awards. What I eventually want to see myself at is the Josie Pasatino Awards.
Well, you know what? You are always going to be invited at anything, because we just think you're amazing, and we definitely want to play some more of your songs, you know, on future shows. And please keep us in touch when you got, you know, new songs out so that we can promote the heck out of.
I will, and slip me an email, tell Tina too, and I'll get you an autographed CD and picture and offer down in your studio with everything else. But I'll be sending some more talent your way in the near future. Missouri, I'm actually a Virginia boy, but been in Missouri a few years now, and this state is loaded with talent as far as music. It has just blown me away.
Thank you so much. Well, yeah, keep them coming.
We'll do it. Well, you have a good evening, Josie, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, it is my pleasure, and we actually have some more. We have some fun questions that I really want to get to.
Great.
They are hilarious. But Stephen Remy asks, he's from the Top 5 Gone Wild Network. What is the best thing that you have been asked to autograph?
We probably won't go there. From my younger days, I've autographed everything, though, from guitars to cars to T-shirts, and arms, hands, just about everything. But,
dedicated fans.
Yeah, that's right. And I've had many on and off through the years, and I appreciate all the ones that stick with me. I probably have a fan base of about 5,000 on the internet, and it's growing. And, you know, I just love my fans, and my fans are true to me, and I appreciate all of them.
And I love how you treat your fans. You know, you're just, you know, you don't treat them like fans, you treat them like friends. And, you know, you're so great. You know, when someone gives you a message, you respond. It's just amazing.
Right.
It's a great thing.
They're, we're all just people, and we're all brothers and sisters. And, you know, I just, I love people for who they are. They are what inspires me to write. Exactly. I've got a. I'll send you an email on a couple of songs I'm working on right now, mm-hmm. and you can take a listen to them. And if you want to spin them on your show sometime, you're welcome to. But,
send them over, absolutely.
I've been touched lately mm-hmm. by things that are going on, you know, with our military. And I've been I'm finishing one up now called Whiskey Veins, and it's about post-traumatic stress disorder. And I fell along through it. And I also have another one that I plan to get in the studio with. A rough cut is on my Reverb Nation called I'm Coming Home. And it was based on a boy here in Missouri that was in the military, and he was scheduled for leave, and he ended up being shot by a sniper right before he was supposed to come home. And when I heard it on the news, it just it automatically pushed a song out of me. That's one thing I just want to tip my hat to all of our military out there. It's tremendous. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have the freedoms we have right now, even for this radio broadcast, without them doing what they do, and they do it voluntarily, and that's amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when all of that stuff comes out, I definitely want to – we have to be the first ones, because I would love to advertise it and promote it. It would be amazing. It would be an honor.
I'll reserve that right for you. How about that?
Sounds great. Sounds great. And we have one last question for you. It's a fun one. It's my favorite question that I love to ask my performing guests. Do you have any onstage embarrassing moments that you can share?
Oh, there's always all kinds of onstage embarrassing moments. But I can remember when I was younger and I was, you know, when you're cutting your teeth in music and playing live, you always get drawn into the scene you really don't want to play, and that's up in bars. And one night I was playing music, and some fellow was dancing with another fellow's woman, and boy, the fight just started out there, and, you know, we're just playing along, and some guy threw someone up on the stage and knocked over some of the equipment, and I got a little upset with him and had some words, mm-hmm. and I held my guitar up like I was going to hit him with it, and he took it and smashed it. So that was probably one embarrassing moment.
Wow.
Yeah, there's always plenty of embarrassments out there. That's part of life. We get to get embarrassed and laugh about it. But yeah, there's all kinds of embarrassing things. Probably on the same note, one of the most awesome things that ever happened to me. I was fairly young and playing a bluegrass festival in Amelia, Virginia. And I wrote a bluegrass song, and Someday Your Heart Will Mend is what it was called, and we were getting ready to play, and a little band I was with, and this big old tour bus come pulling up, and on the side of the tour bus it said Lester Flatt. So he got out the bus and come walking up toward the stage, and, you know, we told him, hey, you guys can go ahead and play. We'll step down and we'll play later. And then he said, oh, no, I'm going to play with you. So he broke out his fiddle, and he said, what you going to play? I said, well, I was going to play one that I wrote, and but, you know, you go ahead. What do you want to play? Let's play something you know. He said, no, you play what I wrote. I'm sure I know it. So started playing the song, and he just jumped right in, and it just, the man totally amazed me how quick he could pick up on music, and that was really exciting to be able to stand on the same stage with him and perform with him. So I really enjoyed it. And, right now I got a parrot on my head. Let me hand him off to my wife.
I'm
flying in the room.
He wants to be in the interview too.
Yeah, that's right. We're bird lovers. We got birds. Probably, let's see, eight birds.
Oh, how cute. Yeah. Well, give them a hug for me.
They're a lot of fun. And as a matter of fact, if you listen to some of my raw material on Reverb Nation and a few of them, you're going to hear the birds in the background. They get into it. They love singing. I'll start playing, and they'll sit on my shoulders and sing and whistle and just have a good old time of it.
Oh, that is awesome. A duet with the birds. That is brilliant.
There you go.
Brilliant.
Nothing like it. Yep.
Oh, Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so, so much, Danny, for coming on the show. And we definitely need you back on when, you know, your new stuff and send me stuff. And I would love, 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 love that. You can come back anytime.
Well, I appreciate it. And I'll get some new material out to you. And just whenever you want me back on, just have Tina send me an email.
You got it.
I appreciate it. Now, make sure she emails me the information on where to send it to, and I'll shoot you a CD down there and everything else.
Absolutely. Thank you so, so much. Can't wait to blast that bad boy.
There you go. All right, Jesse. Hey, I really appreciate it, and you're doing a great job, and my hat's off to you. I know it's a lot of work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, too. Yeah, have a good night.
And you too, and keep doing what you're doing, keep doing your thing, and I commend you, you're just amazing.
I appreciate it, and I'll do it till I die. And I know the work that goes behind what you're doing also. I've done a little bit of DJ work early in my life, and it's a lot of work, and appreciate all the effort you put out. It's like a full-time job for you, I'm sure.
Right. Oh, and balancing schoolwork.
Along with schoolwork. That's all right. That day will come to an end. I just hope you keep your show going.
Absolutely.
I want to hear you out there in 15 years.
Absolutely, and definitely. And we're going to have you back a million times before then because I think you're just amazing.
I appreciate it, Jesse. And you're amazing, too. And once again, my hat's off to you and to all my fans out there, you know, hit Reverb Nation, send me a message, and I can even check it on my smartphone these days. I respond to everybody who contacts me there.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so, so much, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was the wonderful Danny Fajon. He is just incredible. And we got to play a few of his songs here tonight, and that was just a teaser of what you could be hearing when you go to his Reverb Nation and checking out his CD and everything, and we're going to be advertising that like crazy. So don't even worry about that, and we'll post all the links of our guests I usually just post them on my Facebook and Twitter. You can find me at Josie Passantino. If you just search in my name, you'll find me. I'm not that hard to find. And also remember twitter.com/Josie Show, twitter.com/Josie Passantino, and just so much more links to all that. So we are going to play a spooktacular song, but first, I would really, really love to listen to this lineup of shows here that we have at josieshow.com. You guys, I have to say, you and my producer, Tina, and Alan, my web designer, it is just insane. You guys book guests. Like, I don't even know sometimes where you guys even find this. And I just meet new people that I never even just – it's incredible. Anywho, I'm done blabbing. Okay, so in November we have Michaela Todd, Blair Livoir, Colleen Adams, and some members from Empowered Youth, Lori Martini, Nivea, Megan Bundy, Michael and Marissa, Rick and the Neon Highway, Kingston, Courtney Beaton, Devin Marie, Peter Britt, Stephanie McElroy, Savannah Osler, Sarah Addison, and I will bring you a Young Music Singing Contest winner, Gabriella. And I just have to say, I talked to her previously yesterday, and she's just adorable. I love talking to her, and I hope she's listening to the show. But if she's not, I just gotta give her all my love. I'm very excited to have her on the show. And so far booked for December, we have Noise from the Basement, J.A., Kenny Colgate, Shay Fisher, and December 23rd will be our holiday show, and December 30th will be our New Year show. So yeah, huge lineup of guests. Tune in www.josie. That's scary. JosieShow.com at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That Wicked Witch of the West or whatever that was just creeped me out. Now, on that note, that's a good segue. We're going to play a Holloway song, Spooktacular, by Jesse Bryant, titled Honky Tonk Halloween. Yeah. Honky Tonk Halloween by Jesse Bryant. I heard about this song from Jesse recently because he was on Josie's Hard Country on the Southern Star Network. He's going to be on. So he's going to be on, and it's, I heard about this, and I'm just like, okay, we need to air this sucker on the Josie Show because it's just incredible. And so I'm very excited we got to play it. Honky Tonk Halloween, Jesse Bryant. There's an upcoming show coming up on the Southern Star Network that I really want to do a promo for, Credence, The Other Side of Credence. So here we go. Take a listen. Here's a little promo.
Hi, Josie. This is Michael Flexig from Germany. I'm listening to your great show right now. Very, very cool. I really enjoy it. Now, as you know, I will be doing a radio show myself about U.S. rock legend Creedence Clearwater Revival featuring their original bass player Stu Cook and CCRS drummer Doug Cosmo Clifford, both members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I have these guys on the phone, and yes, we'll be on air on the evening of Friday, October 29th, of www.thesouthernstar.org. Hope you'll join this unique show, which will sound like this. San Francisco in the late 60s was teens in the Haight-Ashbury district, resident hippies, flower power, psychedelia, the summer of love, anti-war protests, and the music of Jefferson Airplane. Across the bay in the small town of El Torito, three high school friends, John Fogerty, Doug Clifford, and Stu Cook, along with John's older brother Tom, collectively known as Creedence Clearwater Revival, were creating their own unique blend of music that would change their lives forever. And ours, singer, songwriter, and guitarist Tom Fogerty.
We were all on the same page. Everybody was pulling in the same direction. It's a pretty remarkable story about four kids come out of their garage with some music, and it goes all around the world and lasts 40 years. That's an amazing story.
Drummer Doug Cosmo Clifford.
You know, the Creedence story on all levels is a unique one. And the good news is that the uniqueness of the music seems to be the fundamental focus of the entire deal, but the rest of it is pretty comedic. I mean, it's unbelievable. A band at the level that we were and still are, the stories behind it all.
Bass player Stu Cook.
I really am at a total loss to explain how it still fits in, but it does, and it fits in well.
You are listening to the Southern Star. I'm Michael Flexig, and we rock the world.
I am very, very excited for The Other Side of Credence, hosted by Michael Flexig, who is just amazing. And you can check it out at thesouthernstar.org. Check out the show, The Other Side of Credence. Yes. You got to have the Halloween scares. But yeah, The Other Side of Credence, please check it out. Thesouthernstar.org. And I'm very honored that we got to play that little promo. It sounds very cool. And you can find the time and date tomorrow, and we'll let you guys all know. We won't keep you out of touch here. We'll figure it out. So very, very exciting. And so let's see, is Kenny Gilliam? Maybe he had a problem. We'll have to reschedule. Okay, we might have to reschedule Kenny. No problem. Might have had a problem, but it's okay. Time differences are just insane. So we'll connect with him again and see if we can get him back on. I really want to mention, though, the voting ended for the Podcast Awards, the 2011 Podcast Awards, on October 27th it ended. And I just want to thank you guys so much from the bottom of all of our hearts here at the Josie Show for voting for us nonstop. It was amazing seeing people saying, you know, that they're voting and that they think my show is great. I had to get the tissues out. It was amazing. Thank you guys so much. And I will let you guys know what happens in a week. And I'm just personally, we're just so proud. We're just so happy that we were nominated, you know, and we were acknowledged to be even doing this. And I'm very, very excited. Even if we don't win, it's all good. But it looks like the winner announcements are on November 4th, online ceremony November 19th. At podcastawards.com. Thank you, Alan, my web designer. He knows all that stuff. He's just amazing. He keeps us all on track. So, yes, please check out upcoming guests, upcoming shows at www.josieshow.com. And I also want to mention, if you guys would like to advertise on radio for an incredible price, we're going to be offering an unbelievable advertising deal. So all you have to do is email our producer at tina@josieshow.com, T-I-N-A at josieshow.com. I know they spell Tina very crazy, just different ways of spelling. So there you go, T-I-N-A, for all the details. You will also get advertising on two different popular shows for one unbelievable price, and it has all the details. So just email for details to tina@josieshow.com, or just click on our sponsors page to sign up. The two names of the shows, you'll be advertised on The Josie Show and Top 5 Gone Wild Network as well. So two great shows that you can do it, if I do say so myself. And also, please check us out on Facebook. We have like over 2,000, almost 2,000 likes on Twitter. I mean Facebook, at The Josie Show, under entertainment. It's our like page. It's very, very cool. So, yes, very, very interesting. Also, I want to mention our feature, Ask Josie, which is on our site, where you can ask any questions you have, and I will respond. Very, very fun. And items in our store, please check out our online store, where you can get T-shirts, hats with my face on it, everything. And I also found out this stuff. Fun jewelry as well. I just paused now. There's also some fun jewelry in there with my face on it that you guys will all enjoy. So thank you guys so much. And also join our forums on josieshow.com as well. Thank you guys so much for coming out, coming and tuning in with us and enjoying us once again. And we will see you next Friday. Very, very excited. Love you guys so much. And thank you guys for tuning in. And talk to you guys soon. Happy spooktacular. Bye.